Grace and peace in the name of Jesus Christ, the foundation, the cornerstone of the church, the one that the church is built upon, you and I. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, you give us the promise that when your word is preached, it will not return empty, but will accomplish what you desire. You accomplished great things with your word in Luther's day, throughout the ages, and now today. Give us faith, increase our faith, and give us strength and peace. By the power of your holy word, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. On October the 31st, 1517, nearly 499 years ago, tomorrow, and then 500 years ago, next Reformation, what a celebration that'll be. But on that day, what did Martin Luther need? October 31st, 1517, he had the 95 Theses, which were statements that criticized the Catholic Church about purgatory, about indulgences, sparked the Reformation. He had the 95 Theses he wrote out. He had the church door there in Wittenberg, Germany. And what did he need? It's very practical, very obvious. What did the man need to make these things public? He needed a hammer and some nails. This wasn't a hard question, folks, on Reformation Day. But if he's going to make them public and put them on the church door, no doubt he needed a hammer, not this hammer, but a hammer and some nails to make them public. And thus the Reformation starts. And I thought to myself, you know, a hammer is a good object lesson, a good symbol of the Reformation. Today we have red on the altar. Some of you wear red. Red's a great symbol. Red for the power of the Holy Spirit working through the Word to bring about the Reformation. Red for the blood of Jesus that cleanses us from our sins, saved by grace alone. Red's a great symbol. In Bible class, I had a little candy thrown out, and I'll have candy at the lunch. And I've always said the Snickers candy bar is a pretty good symbol of the Reformation. Because Luther snickered at the Pope. Ha ha. And then you have the Three Musketeer candy bar. For the three musketeers that slay the devil, the word, the sacraments of baptism and communion, these are God's three musketeers that drive away all of hell and save us. But of course, a much better symbol than all of that would be the hammer. Luther's hammer, 500 years ago, would teach the church courage. But then there's a hammer God's given the church. We have a hammer. You have a hammer. I have a hammer. Yes, we have a wonderful hammer. And that hammer would teach us to be careful. And then the greatest hammer of all is the hammer of the Roman soldiers on Good Friday that put nails in the hands and feet of our Savior. And that hammer would teach us comfort. I'm forgiven. Jesus died for me. So first of all, we think of Luther, no doubt taking a hammer and nailing the 95 theses to the church door in Wittenberg, Germany to make them public. It was October 31st. The next day would be All Saints Day, November 1st. A lot of people would come to church that day and they would read his 95 theses. He wanted to make them public. Luther didn't keep the 95 theses in his mind and mull over them and say, those are some nice thoughts, but I dare not share them because I'll get in trouble. He didn't write them down and stick them in the drawer of his desk and say, oh, they're there, they're there. I might pull them out sometime, but I'm too scared right now. I don't want to cause any trouble. But we thank God he pulled those 95 theses out and he took a hammer and put them on the church door and he made them public. Challenging as a lowly German priest the papacy. Faith is public, friends. Don't ever think that faith's a private thing between you and God and no one else needs to know. I don't want to ruffle any feathers. I don't even make any waves. I don't want to cause trouble at work or anywhere else. I'll just keep it to myself. That's not faith. That's fear. You're ashamed of Jesus. He says he will be ashamed of you. You won't confess Jesus Christ in your life. He will not confess you before his Father. Strong words. Those are words of reformation. Luther didn't keep it to himself. He knew it would cause trouble. He knew he would make some waves. He didn't know how big the waves would be against him. He knew he would ruffle feathers. He knew there'd be persecution. So be it. I can't keep it inside. This is about the gospel, the word of God, the truth. And so a lesson is, be courageous, First Lutheran. Be courageous, Christian. You're baptized. You have the Holy Spirit. You have the word of God. All heaven's on your side. Be of great courage and confess Christ and be public about it. Let people know you're a Christian. Speak to people. Confess. Be bold, courageous. You've heard the little saying before, the question, if you were arrested for being a Christian today, would there be enough evidence to convict you? You know what Luther said about the last day? I kind of like this quote, I'll paraphrase it. But he said, on the last day when the Lord returns in glory and we see the kingdom of God in all its glory and the angels and archangels and the saints and our Lord who rules the heavens and earth, we see all of that. He says, a lot of us on that last day that are Christians, we're going to be saved, we're going to heaven, we're going to have glory. But a lot of us will say to ourselves, shame on me. We're going to say, shame on me for being so afraid in my life. Being in such despair over things when God rules. And this is my home and this God's with me. Shame on me for being so apathetic and lazy. So selfish. Shame on me for being so afraid of ever saying anything to anyone. May we not have shame. May we proclaim the name. This is the church. And then we also think of the hammer that's been entrusted to our church, to me, to you, to all of us. It's not this hammer, but of course the hammer I'm talking about is the Word of God. The Word of God is compared to a hammer, a very fitting description for Reformation time. In Jeremiah, the Lord says, is not my word like a fire and like a hammer that breaks a rock into pieces? My word's like a hammer. And the hammer of God's word has been given to us, given to me and to you in our lives. And the lesson here from the Reformation is be careful with that hammer. Be very, very careful with the hammer. Beware of false teaching. Beware of heresy. Ever teach and teach the truth and nothing but the truth. And preach and preach the truth and nothing but the truth. Don't stray. A hammer is destructive. It breaks things up. You claw out the nails. You bust things up. And so there is the law of God, and we preach the law that we are sinners, that God might break our pride, our ego, our self-reliance, that we bow before Him as King. So preach the law, church, and preach the law. But when someone's in guilt and shame, don't keep hammering them with the law and leave them in great guilt and despair. But more so, a hammer is constructive. A hammer builds things. And builds things. And that's the gospel. The law destroys. It's good for us to have the pride broken, a broken and contrite heart. The gospel builds faith. The gospel builds peace in my heart and joy in my heart and love in my heart and builds me up so I'm a Christian. I go to heaven. That's the gospel. But teach the law right and teach the gospel and don't confuse them. Preach and teach the truth and beware of heresy and false teaching. We're led today to ask the question, how in the world did the church stray so far in Luther's day? That they actually thought you could pay money and spring souls from purgatory? You've went that far away from the Word of God? And they believe that you're saved not just by God's grace, but by good works also? You must do your part, if you will? Did they ever read Romans 3 that I just read? For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from works of the law. Did you ever read that, church? Or Ephesians 2, for by grace you've been saved through faith. It's not of your own doing. It is the gift of God, lest any man should boast. Did you ever read that? How could there be such heresy, such false teaching? It comes in slowly and grows and multiplies. Beware. I heard this morning where you know how much money is being spent on Halloween? $8.4 billion is being spent on tomorrow. Reformation Day, the holy evening before All Saints Day. And a third of that, about half of that, is on candy. We all love our candy, and I like candy too. We have some candy after lunch. It's okay to have candy every now and then. It's not the end of the world. But I want to say this. False teaching heresy is a lot like candy. All right? It ever looks like candy. It tastes like candy. It's kind of harmless. It looks appealing, sounds appealing, makes sense to me. It's like candy. It's okay. False teaching and heresy is not candy. It is poison. It is poison that will kill faith and lead us to hell. Beware of it. Moms and dads, when your child brings home that big bag of candy tomorrow night, what's the first thing you're going to do? You're going to check that bag of candy. Is it all candy? Is it okay? Did anybody do anything to the candy? Is it all okay? If it's all okay, then you can go ahead and eat it, Johnny. But before that, no. And that's candy, and that's a good thing to do. Do we check what our children are hearing and what they're listening to? What's going in their brains and their hearts? Be careful with God's word and preach it and teach it in the church and Sunday school, our school, in your home, and do it right. And then there's the most important hammer of all that we think of this day, and that is the hammer on Good Friday. The hammer of the Roman soldiers that put nails in the hands and feet of our dear Lord. And I say that that wasn't just the Roman soldiers that used that hammer. That was the Father himself. The Father himself was sacrificing his Son. The Father himself was putting nails in his Son's hands and feet for our salvation. And that above all is what Luther would have us focus on today and every day. The cross of Jesus, by my salvation, my peace, my reconciliation, my Redeemer, my Lord, God's love, God's grace. It's all right there at the cross. Focus and think of the cross and hold on to the cross. There's no Reformation Day. There's no Reformation Day if there wasn't, first of all, a deformation day. When our holy, pure God was deformed for us. And not just deformed, he was dead for us. And that's love. The Son of God mocked, spit upon, beaten, whipped, nails, thorns, spear, beaten again, mocked again, spit on again, crucified. He was deformed and dead that we might be reformed and resurrected. This day is not even here if there's no Good Friday. You know, I read an article about how you can have a successful day. You start out your day in the morning. And how can you have a successful day and really get going that day and have a great day? There's all these tips about stuff to do in the morning. And one of them was about brushing your teeth. Okay, I should brush my teeth. I kind of got that one. But to have a really good day, you need to practice balance. You know, get your balance right. So when you brush your upper teeth, balance on your left foot, okay, balance. And then you go to your lower feet, balance on your right foot to have a proper balance in your life. And that's going to give me a great day. How about you, folks? What a joke. What a joke. Really? You want to have a great day, friend, and a great eternity, even though we suffer and have our hardships? You really want to have a great, wonderful day? It's not balance. It is belief. Believe that Jesus is God's Son. Believe in the manger that he was born for you and lay there for you. Believe in his perfect life. Believe in his death on Calvary's cross. Believe he died for you. You are forgiven. You are saved. You are redeemed. You're a child of God. Believe in the glorious resurrection on Easter. Believe in his ascension. Believe in the power of your baptism where he washed you and cleansed you and made you his own. Believe in the power of communion where he gives you his very body and blood today for the forgiveness of your sins. Believe, church, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Believe is the call of the Reformation. Believe the word of God and stand on it. Good symbol for the Reformation. Luther's hammer 500 years ago would teach us courage. May your faith be public to the world. The hammer of God's word we are ever to be careful with it and use it rightly. And the hammer on Good Friday would teach us comfort. We are forgiven, saved by grace. Alleluia. Amen. We stand.